Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Thursday, my friends. Welcome, of course, to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein, where, of course, you can check me out on Drive Time, Tuesday to Friday from 4 p.m. Anyway, more of that later. We begin the show, the podcast, with Pep Guardiola, Guardiola's Man City, scraping through in the Champions League against Sporting Lisbon.
Wait, Goldstein, they're just called Sporting Club of Portugal.
Yeah. Shut your face, no one cares. Here's the fallout on TalkSport.
It's finished, Manchester City 0, Sporting Lisbon 0, but I think all the damage was done after the first tie in Portugal. Manchester City obviously coming out on top 5-0 in that tie.
Karim Benzema has a hat-trick and Real Madrid lead PSG by 3-1 on the night, 3-2 up on aggregate, and Donnarumma's error on the hour mark has just seen things completely disintegrate.
Well, it's more Donnarumma than Donnarumma. It was ridiculous from him. I don't know what's going on.
Another season in which QSI's multi-millions aren't going to be able to come up trumps. Lionel Messi and co. beaten at the Bernabeu.
Has anyone seen Lionel Messi? Has anyone seen Neymar? Has anyone seen Mbappe?
What always amazes me, Aid, is these guys are capable of such brilliance, and we saw that in bucket loads this evening with various players. And then they are capable of the most Sunday morning calamitous rubbish you've ever seen in your life. And I just, it's what makes the game so unbelievable. That's why when we get Champions League football at this stage of this competition, you just can't take your eye off it.
In every big game that I see Neymar play, in the vast majority of them, he doesn't show up. He does not deliver. He does not do what Benzema done tonight. Mate, he's so overrated. He is. He looks great at times, but when it really comes down to it, he is not going to be doing what Benzema done tonight. He will not do what Lewandowski did last night. He's not that type of player. I would not have him anywhere near Chelsea. He is a problem. He is not part
Thomas
of the solution.
Thomas Tuchel would snap his hand off to take Neymar to Chelsea.
So Thomas Tuchel didn't win the Champions League. Comes to Chelsea.
It was unbelievable
wins,
for Thomas Tuchel.
Wins the Champions League. Wins
it was
the
unbelievable for wins, Thomas Tuchel.
Yeah, but who won? Yeah, by the way.
He played Bayern Munich in the final.
He was useless. He was garbage. Neymar was garbage.
It gets in Chelsea's team. Mate, I'm sorry.
I'm telling you now, I wouldn't want him anywhere near Chelsea. Someone linked us back in January.
You've got Timo Werner playing for you.
Mate, look, I'm not saying Timo Werner's a good footballer, but it's the attitude, mate. I wouldn't have him.
I actually think this is worse than the remontada, the famous collapse in Barcelona under Unai Emery. I think this is worse. I said to you guys in the summer that I didn't think PSG should be favourites for the Champions League when Messi signed, and this is exactly why. Mm. So I actually think this is the worst moment since the investment.
Modric plays it in.
Wow.
Karim Benzema scores. And they have been able to turn it around. 2-1 they lead. Benzema at the double.
Benzema, a 17-minute second half hat-trick with just 10 seconds of football between his second and third goals to turn a nailed-on Champions League exit into a place in the quarter-finals for Real Madrid. Incredible. Pochettino went all Spursy.
Tonight, that's a black mark on his name, mate, that. That is one of those defeats.
You can't be classed as a world-class manager when you've got Neymar and Mbappe and Messi in your side and you get knocked out of Champions League before the quarterfinals.
That's why I kind of hesitated, really. I think there'd be a lot of Man United fans watching that thinking, maybe he isn't quite the real deal. Maybe he's not that elite manager. You just saw Ancelotti do a number on him there. Ancelotti's been around the block, right? First half, PSG were good, the best side. But second half, I mean, talk about take the game away from PSG in a very short space of time. That shouldn't be happening. That, you know, not when you've got yourself, your nose is in front like that and you've got those players. I mean, you just heard them rattle out the names there, but they were a joke second half.
I want him tomorrow. Hopefully he's sacked tomorrow. We get him in next week. Then we beat Atletico Madrid. We draw Real Madrid. And then we got Ronaldo and Pochettino taking him on.
You want Poch in the dugout this season?
Next week.
Next week.
We're falling apart.
Yeah, but Josh, you look at PSG tonight. They fell apart.
What else are we going to get? I don't know anything about this Ajax manager. I don't know anything about him.
Now, Everton are reportedly at risk of a Premier League points deduction as they teeter, a word never used, on the brink of breaking profit and substantiability rules. Former Palace owner Simon Jordan, of course, who uses that terminology every day, says he believes they have broken the rules, but doesn't expect any sanctions to come this season. Well, that's just not fair, is it?
I think it's going to be very difficult for the Premier League not to sanction Everton, but I very much doubt they're sanctioned in this season. I think with the processes that will involve, that Everton will submit their accounts, then they will be looked at by the Premier League, who will immediately turn towards sanctioning. Everton will appeal it. It'll go back into the long grass. And you'll have a situation, if Everton were to be surviving in the Premier League this year and then relegated by a points deduction, that the Premier League would fall into the territory of the EFL had to do last year, which has put together a fixture list that included Derby for one set of fixtures and Reading for another set of fixtures and Wickham for another set of fixtures being relegated as a result of their behaviour.
Right.
So I think it's a very difficult argument to suggest that Everton aren't going to get sanctioned at some point. If you want me to put money on it, I would be amazed they get sanctioned this season. I think if they're going to get sanctioned, which is difficult to see how they don't, then they're going to be sanctioned at the beginning of the 22-23 season if they're in the Premier League.
Aston Villa gaffer Steven Gerrard has been speaking ahead of their clash with Leeds United tonight on Talk Sport. Here's Stevie G praising his team's fighting spirit that they've recently shown.
It's been the case when we've had our positive wins in the short space of time, they've always come off the back of us really having that grit and that steel about us, you know, us being aggressive at the right times and really giving to the game what the game demands. You know, we've gone away to places like Everton and Crystal Palace, Brighton, and we've had some real good away results on the back of solid out-of-possession performances, and all our good attacking plays come off the back of that. And that was the case at home. We were away before the game. We had to improve our home form. I think that's the key to good Aston Villa performances, is that platform and the core of the team all working ever so hard to feed the front three so we can go and be aggressive going forward.
Now, in the previous episode of the podcast, a number of pundits thought that Manchester United's Marcus Rashford should leave Old Trafford. Well, here the former City winger Trevor Sinclair believes the Rashmeister General has to stay and fight for his place.
And Bruno Fernandes is in, and it's Rashford! He's put it wide! What a chance!
If he wants to be at the biggest club, or one of the biggest clubs in the world, and prove himself there, and not just prove himself because he's done it for a few years already, but prove himself for a sustained amount of time, you stay and fight for your position, and fight and train hard to get back to that kind of form and got fans off the seats.
And Manchester United are grateful to 2020's hero, Marcus Rashford.
Maybe he's not developed as well as we hope he would. Injuries, but he's got to take responsibility. You know, it's his career, it's his talent. He trains himself with the team. You need to find a way of getting back to that form, getting back to that performance levels, because we've not really seen it this season.
Newcastle United gaffer Edwin Howe has been speaking ahead of their game with Southampton live on the TalkSport app tonight. Ooh! Howe, way the lad. Doesn't even work. Well, it sort of does. His name's Howe. Yeah, but not Hawaii. Anyway, he was asked when he'll be able to relax over relegation fears. Here are the words falling out of his mouth on the back of that question.
When the last ball is kicked of the season, that there's no time to relax, regardless of whatever our situation is externally. We want to win every game and give our best in every moment. We want the points and we want them quick. And I think that's been the real feature of our recent games is the lads haven't in any way dropped their focus on the back of good results. In fact, if anything, the focus has become more intense. So that's really, really pleased me. But we know we've got a... You're in the Premier League, every fixture is difficult. But you know we've got a difficult end to the season, as you've mentioned. So every game takes priority before that.
Now, is Bayern goal machine Robert Lewandowski all that? Well, of course he is. He's Didi Haman. And Ali McCoy's to tell us why, although I've just told you he is.
It's unbelievable. I think he's 32 or 33 now. The numbers he averages, it's ridiculous. He beat Gerd Müller's record, which you two will well know, the Bomber. He beat his record of 40 goals a season. He might even better that this season. And yeah, it's really unbelievable what he still does on the pitch. And he's their talisman, you've got to say.
And Lewandowski heads it into the net. Six of the very best from Bayern Munich.
I'll nail my colours to the mast right now. I think he's the best centre-forward on the planet right now. I really do. I take him before Harry Kane, and I love Harry Kane, by the way. I need to tell you. Is Harry Kane better dropping off and linking up and making passes? Yes, I think he is. But we're talking about centre-forward here. We're talking about goals. Harry Kane's the best, and I think the best in this country by a considerable distance. But Lewandowski's just unbelievable, would you, I think. His record's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous.
He's lost possession. Benzema finishes in 1-1. And they're back in the game.
Ali McCoist, are you listening? He needs to have another rethink about that best number nine right now.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at UH1.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
On now to cricket and the fallout from day two of the first test between England and the Windies, where every ball is live and exclusive on TalkSport 2.
And the first test between England's cricketers and the West Indies is finally poised after the second day was ended by rain. Joe Root's side lead by 109 runs, but the hosts will resume tomorrow on 202 for four.
Final ball of the 26th over from Mark Wood. It's outside of off stump. It's guided to gully and England have got a breakthrough.
Let's head straight back to the pitch. Mark Wood speaking.
I know the pitch is, you know, a bit flatter, or the reverse swing, the ball's quite soft, but we've got to keep the reverse swing in. We've got to try and get the ball moving. We've got to find ways of getting wickets on this pitch. And I think if we can get an early wicket tomorrow, I think starting against reverse swing is hard for a batsman. We saw that Bonan Hole played really well, but if we can get that key wicket, then who knows, we might be able to get a couple more when the new ball comes and roll through them.
And you can hear the full review on TalkSport's cricket podcast, following on with Steve Hammy-Harmison. It's available where you got this one from. Well, that's it. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcasts from. Of course, I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show at 4 p.m. Straight after us today at 5:45, it's Sevilla against West Ham, live on TalkSport in the Europa League round of 16 first leg, which of course means I get paid the same £18, but for half a show. Unbelievable. Commentary on that one from Jim Proudfoot and former West Ham and England defender Alvin Martin. A reminder that at 7:45 on TalkSport exclusive, you can hear live commentary in the Premier League of Leeds and Aston Villa. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts at first thing in the morning, so do what you've got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe, everyone.
He saved.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.